What am I talking about?
So, to my understanding, Alex Mem spent a lot of time and effort crafting this letter last year.
And the year before.
And the year before. I am sure that...
And the year before.
I am sure that he had assistance from some board members. However, yeah. I know it took a lot of work. And I just wonder, Alex, if you could maybe just go through your experience putting this together.
Well, it's a little... Sorry.
Go ahead.
It's a little bit different because they have, a form to fill in this year rather than a letter that you put together. Maybe it'll get turned into a report that looks like this. I think you just kind of follow the general template of these are the things that we accomplished this year. Mm-hmm. If there are any challenges that you wanted to note and our goals for next year are generally related to the not goalposts, milestones, you know, of council. And there were some of those milestones that I think that we completed our work on, some that we basically punted on. So it's kind of related to a range. So I think really, given the time, we might want to be more so focusing on not that type of conversation, but to be brainstorming things that we have accomplished this year. Things also, as if you remember, that Darren had talked about having recommendations with the annual report that we can provide, such as a brief write-up on the PGE, you know, increasing participation. There's some of those things related to the council milestones. And so that was something that I think it's not just writing this report, it's also writing our final recommendations or reports on those things. It could also be beneficial to, as a group, brainstorm a list of the things that we've accomplished this year, what's going to carry into next year, because we had, for example, we had kind of said we're going to use this year to start planning for a climate plan and planning for a plastic bag or plastic, you know, that ban. And so those would be things to include as goals if that's what we wanted to do. Mm-hmm. So, because it can be tricky to be sitting in a room trying to brainstorm all on your lonesome about what we did this year. And so if you look through the 2018 goals on this sheet, you can see some that we've done, some that's like, well, I don't know, some that we've researched and discussed and decided against.
So in looking at the form, thanks, Alex. In looking at the form online on the Westland website, so I had received this from Dylan Digby. I'm not sure if everyone was on the email, but if anyone would like to see the form, I can share it. So just says something simple as, you know, what board are you on? Group leadership. So names, meeting times, dates, and location.
Yeah.
And then identical to what you see in this hard copy letter, the accomplishments, challenges, and goals.
Yeah, so what you put into that online form gets spit out as this.
Great.
Gotcha.
Great. So the good news is just going in order of this letter and looking at accomplishments, I've been keeping a pretty active list of our accomplishments just simply by looking at our action items and pulling our completed action items onto a spreadsheet. So the question will be, what is considered an accomplishment worthy of reporting on? So it could be, so I can share this list also, but it's something as simple of, you know, we all attended the State of the City. We elected a new chair and vice chair. We established ground rules. We created a charter, held a joint work session with City Council. So this is one that maybe is not as relevant. Attended a Like Us We Go sustainability annual event. It's more of like a networking thing. But we did do it, and we did these things. Announced leaders in sustainability recertification of Robinwood Station. Research ways for Metro's discounted backyard compost bins to be offered closer to West Lynn. Attended Association of Oregon Recyclers Conference. Alex is telling me to wrap it up. So there's things like that we've been doing. You know, we've done a bunch of things as a group. All of our action items have added up to a bunch. But what do we want to actually include in the meeting or in the letter?
I think you put all the action items in there.
Everything that, yes. I mean, you know, also like the solar feasibility study is the big thing of the year.
Yeah. This was only Q1 that I listed, by the way.
But there also are things that we're on our to-do list that we have. There's a lot of research and, you know, done on projects that we realize there is something, you know, one of the milestones, for example, was related to having sustainability included on the staff report template. And so far, it seems that the conversation is that is an awful big thing for the board to, you know, be chomping on right now. So I think there are some things we can still, that researching, you know, doing fact finding and researching about things that we ultimately come back and say that this is something that is maybe needs to get kicked down the road a little bit. Mm-hmm. There's still time spent working on it.
Mm-hmm. We have. Should be mentioned,
I think the milestones that
or challenges. Yeah.
I think that milestone should definitely be. Can you guys remind me which are the actions that we said we wanted to write supplemental recommendations for?
Well, probably, again, the solar feasibility, I think, would be a good one. Because, you know, there's stuff, there's the low-hanging fruit part that would be good for the city to implement. You know, for $5,000.
Well, there was also, we had also talked about PGE. Well,
yeah, PGE.
We had talked about a climate action plan, which is in many ways a recommendation is let's not do a climate action plan for now and stick to this climate action.
But I mean, from the conversation last month, it was let's not do the climate action, but let's really do the benchmarking. We still can do the energy benchmarking for next year, so that would be a goal for next year.
Mm-hmm. Right.
One of the things to think about with the goals is the goals puts in front of council what we want to do, mm-hmm. as opposed for us to wait for them to tell us what they think we should do. Mm-hmm. And so that way we get to set the agenda a little bit, or at least present an agenda of what we think we want to work on.
Yeah, I would agree with Glenn. I think your time is best served here to try to come up with what you want your goals for next year to be, and hopefully, you know, only a few and not.
You say like three to five.
Yeah, and that way,
and ask the council to
when the mayor and council go into their goal setting session, they can see what this group thinks is important, then weigh in on that, and then potentially create a council goal to direct you to follow up on something.
I think one of the big goals is obviously going to be implementing our educational series. And possibly what Russ mentioned, if that's something to do with an e-bike affair or something like that. But I think the educational series is going to be big because it's all those different topics spread over the whole year.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah,
because the accomplishments.
I feel like you have to do everything. I mean, you know, be realistic about it.
You got a lot of work.
I think to accomplish that is going to be a pretty good milestone to do all of those, because that's over the whole year, several topics, a lot of organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Keep in mind, you're going to have two new members.
Yeah.
So, education workshop series.
Yep.
Benchmarking. Solar for climate, or
city operations?
City operations. City operations, yeah. What you did.
We still want to have climate action steps.
Yeah.
So like, that could be about increasing participation, which, Russ, I mean, I know you weren't at last month, you know, the city's participation in PGE's, you know, the Clean Wind Program, it seems like a home run opportunity. So,
yeah, going back to the education, that includes the public and staff. So it's internal and external. Mm-hmm. 'Cause you want to, nice to get some Solar Park benches installed.
That would be cool.
I hope that every year we have goals that are very specifically climate related.
Just park benches with some solar little panels over and some charging stations in the park up here. Wouldn't that be cool? Because there's no shade in there.
Well, what about, I mean, the students had recommended like a $4,000 or $5,000 investment.
Well, yeah, oh yeah. Payback. Yeah, that was, that's basically light bulbs.
What is the next step on that?
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. What about that report and bringing it out and seeing what
that you guys
could work on from their recommendations?
Make it a goal to implement those recommendations.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Some of the easiest ones first, so throw some quick.
It's just light bulbs.
Wouldn't they just be getting
the most majority of them is light bulbs.
I would say that, you know, a good way to go about that would be to have that as a goal to implement that. And again, Russ and the council can then make that a priority, direct the city manager to find the money in the budget to implement that. And if we don't have the money in the budget, then the budget cycle's coming up, so could set aside the
$5,000.
But you say to indicate that there are several steps in that process. Begin implementation of the solar plan by starting here.
Yeah.
So that they see that it is an ongoing stepped up process rather than a one-time thing.
Does the letter, is there a preference that we put a time frame on these goals?
No.
I don't know if that's as critical. I don't think so.
Just
an overall year goal. Yeah. It's kind of up to you how you sort it out. Unless you need something specifically from us and there's a time. Otherwise, I don't think it's so critical. For some of the events, you might think, if you're thinking about it as a spring event or a summer event, you might just make that distinction. But otherwise, I don't think we really care.
Unless it's a budget ask, right? Like this one.
Unless it might be something, a new budget item, that would be... we're not going to have a lot of new budget, though. Think about that. Unfortunately.
Okay.
The way it's looking.
Any goal we have that requires funding of any kind is going to have to be a budget item.
It should be in the budget already.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of doing it the right way.
Yeah. Okay, so for the accomplishments, I have some of the items that I read off.
Hmm?
The solar feasibility study. This one, I feel like my notes are messed up. What was said about the climate action plan, about sticking to the sustainability plan, that we're considering that an accomplishment?
Well, we researched the feasibility of writing a climate action plan. I think we could word that.
Okay.
Because
okay.
we definitely had at length conversations about it and met with Jenny and... And if anything...
And then we did a lot more research on other plans.
Right. And, it mostly just made us go, oh yeah, there's that plan on the shelf right now.
Yeah.
Let's look at that one.
Sorry, did you put in there about the education series, to plan and develop the education series?
Yeah.
Oh, it says implement, goal.
Implementation will be next year.
Planned it for 2019.
How did you word it? Plan and?
Develop.
Plan and develop.
Okay.
Which is what we have done.
Cool. And then the rest of them I'll grab from the action items. And then it's due, I believe, on the 15th of December. Let me verify that real quick.
Yep.
Yeah? Okay, so that said, I will attempt to get a draft. Let's see. How much time does everyone need to review it?
A couple of pages?
Yeah.
Yeah, two pages.
Half an hour.
Yeah? Okay.
Say a day.
Just gotta do it.
Read it.
Can you, what about by, so what day of the week is the 15th?
Stand by.
It's a race.
It's Saturday. Okay.
Okay, so you've got till Monday.
Any project expands to fit the time allotted to it. So
yeah.
I would give yourself the weekend before.
Yeah.
I mean, so if it's the 15th, could we say?
So it'd be really the 17th.
That.
Get it the 12th.
But you don't want feedback from the board by like a day or two before, because then that means that whatever your schedule that week is means that
I'll be updating it.
You have to stay up late.
I never sleep.
I would say, could we get a draft by the beginning of the month, give the board a week,
December
and then give you a week to to take those comments and put it together and share.
Does December 1st sound good to everybody?
I'd give the board 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
Not a week.
Okay. Okay.
First word for me.
Perfect. Yeah, that's even better for me. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I will still aim for December 1st. If I'm late, please forgive me, but I will try for December 1st.
So 1st, but 8th is better.
Yeah. What's that?
1st is good, 8th works.
Oh, okay. It's a Saturday. Okay, so by Saturday, December 1st, SAB members will have 2 or 3 days. 2 or 3 days for review. Okay, great.
Since we all get so many emails,
yeah,
something like urgent in the header.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So
okay.
Just so you get it back.
Or soon. Flag it. You know, like a.
Okay.
This means
you. Thank you. While we're here and we have like 5 more minutes at least to discuss this, what are some of the challenges that we've had this year? I think everything's been perfect. No.
I think that some of the milestones are, some of them are really, learn are really, really big, mm-hmm. you know, for a board to handle. That's not necessarily like an expectation per se.
I think a big challenge has been trying to prioritize our goals and what is doable because we've got so many ideas and things to do.
What about
what's realistic?
Mm-hmm.
What about the whole budget conversation?
What's that?
The lack thereof.
Well, yeah, and the kind of like, well, we don't know what it's supposed to be spent on, right? We didn't really get closure on that.
Yeah, we did.
So what are you getting at?
Well, I mean, you know, we've already discussed at length about in the budget it being on one side of the budget and not on the other.
Uh-huh.
And I think that in the beginning of this year, because remember we met with City Council in May, and it wasn't until that meeting with May when Eileen kind of provided clarification on what the real budget, what our standing was with the budget. You had a meeting with Eileen and Donna Williams at some point this year.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking about going through at least the first quarter or longer of us not really knowing, did we have a budget to implement some things.
Mm.
That's a challenge. We have that information now. It's not ideal to not have a budget. I think not having a budget is a very real challenge.
Okay.
I think there's some of those things in which like we have clarification going forward, but that was still a real challenge.
Mm-hmm.
What's the big deal about calling it out?
I'm fine calling stuff out.
Which is funny because there's a 2017 lack of clarity understanding the process to request funding for sustainability related projects.
Yeah, we could use a lot of those again.
I know.
Challenges didn't change.
They still exist.
Yeah.
I mean, how does council ever...
Well, we understand. It just doesn't work well.
Were these addressed? Like, does someone explain to us each of these bullet points how to move forward?
On what, the challenges?
Yeah.
From last year?
Yeah, like what's the point of writing a challenge if no one ever addresses with us how to solve it?
I thought we did. Look, there's a charter. We wrote that.
Okay.
Which is the main thing.
Okay.
Oh. No, I think we have addressed these things.
I think website issues are a challenge.
Okay, that's a good one.
Totally, yeah.
I mean, that could be in every year.
That's a good one.
Right, but also, like, the challenge that realistically, I mean, Darren and I have information, and it's kind of unclear of...
Yeah, website's totally... I mean,
you know,
that's a challenge, yeah.
Why things are in a million places.
And what have you done about it?
So who updates it? Is that the question?
I don't think you need to be...
I would just say content and maintenance of the...
Yeah.
Sustainability website.
There you go.
Okay.
Sustainability information on the website.
Great.
Well, I thought that, I mean, looking at last year's challenges, I thought that we had conversations with Eileen and ironed some of this stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was good to put that stuff because we talked about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's helpful.
I'm blocking myself. My computer's like a shield against me. Sorry.
All right. Well.
So would another challenge be like getting to know the new council members and educating them as to what we do?
That would be next year's
challenge. Yeah. Because the new
one, this year's challenge.
Yeah. Although that is an ongoing challenge, right? When you get a new group together.
Yeah.
People are cycling in and out.
Yeah.
Should we bring them maybe to this meeting? You can have one session with them? Or does that disrupt your guys' time that you need for your work?
To bring who?
The new two members.
New members.
Oh, council. Oh, you're talking about council members.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I thought you were referring to.
That's what I was referring to.
Oh.
That's what I referred to.
I thought you meant board members. Because we are going to have two
you're gonna have board members too. Yeah, that's true.
That's another challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
But that's I feel like that's just a part of being on a board that you get cycled people in and out.
Okay.
Last year, we mentioned it here, but that was because we had a chair abruptly step down in 2017.
Okay. Yeah, which is why it's interesting because I see some things going, how did that? Oh, I know why that's there.
Two new members is almost a 30-year board. I mean, So just making sure that they're committed to, ready to,
I'm open to having the new council members here as long as we knew what our work plan was for the year, then we could budget our time.
Yeah, I just throw it out. You could arrange that if you want, probably, but it's up to you.
It's a good idea.
Whatever you want.
We should get personal with our with our council.
We have another work session scheduled for next year, or will we?
That's what we got to do. Hopefully early, earlier in the council, May this year. That would be
kind of cooked and burned at one stone.
I got to consider the liaison appointments too, and I don't know. I mean, I'd love to continue, but
put that on my task list to find a date for it.
Okay, great.
I know who. That's an acronym.
I don't know how specific you want to be for challenges, but we didn't get very far on the pesticides and herbicides when we met. And then we wanted to get an inventory of what the city had. We didn't get very far on that. I don't know if that is a challenge or just a continuing goal.
Well, Val got an inventory to some degree.
Right.
I don't know.
They were going to get back to us on a few things, and then they never did, so we kind of got...
You mean Sharon and Val?
Yeah.
I think that they just generally... But Val is definitely, I think, pretty on stuff. Sharon usually needs some follow-up about stuff, but she's really good.
I mean, it's a legit challenge that who you're partnering with doesn't get back to you. Is that something...
I don't know if you want to just... Can we keep it as a goal, or is it too much? Is it have time for?
Well, because, really a part of it, that was to plan a lecture.
Yeah,
that was the big thing of it, was to come out of it. The only thing that fell off there was that Sharon said that she was going to write an op-ed, I want to say, about...
That's right.
And then Val was going to contact her neighbors. Like, she was like, I'm not writing, I'm not presenting, I'm going to go knock on doors and tell them that you need to start doing stuff. And then there was no follow-up. But that part of that was kind of because I thought that you guys could connect, given that you guys know way more about the topic than I do. But I don't think that was a... I wouldn't consider that a challenge per se, because something is still coming out of it.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
And the board.
Education, I
know. Yeah.
Okay.
But that is an accomplishment, actually, I think, in a way. We could.
I'll write that down to work.
To put up a question mark or something.
Okay. Well, we've got 3 minutes left and only a few action items, which is exciting. I will email the group that goals and accomplishments spreadsheet so you can see how I've been moving all of the action items into our accomplishments. And I'll be using that, of course, to integrate into the letter. Glenn and I will meet regarding advertising of the upcoming education series.
And climate change.
That's what you wanted to talk about, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I
will email the group with the dates once I confirm them with the library for the lecture series, with kind of a general outline of which topics will be in which month.
Great. I will get a draft of the annual letter to the group to review by Saturday, December 1st. Give myself 9 or 12 months to work on it. And I will put urgent in the subject line. Darren will schedule a date for our joint work session with City Council. And then there were older action items that I will plop into our email when I do a follow-up with the group, probably tomorrow. Yeah.
And I think also as part of that, I would like to just to write an updated recommendation for the PGE participation. I put together a recommendation when the council first went for it. I could plug in some new numbers into that. And because it'd be nice if that's, as a budget ask, if that one is just ready to go. If it's kind of up to you how much you spend. You know, be pretty straightforward.
Was that the final proposal letter that we need to write? We have an education series one.
Well, we're doing that one. Why do we need a proposal for that one?
Because we said we would write 4 proposals, right? It was the internal sustainability, which we agreed would morph into benchmarking.
Yeah, right.
So the other one was write a climate action plan, which then morphed into the updating the sustainability plan. The education series and the PGE. So that's all. Okay, so as soon as you update that, then our proposals are done. Right?
Because the workshop series is done, the benchmarking is now included in the
as a goal.
Goals?
Yeah.
And what was the 4th one?
Climate action plan.
/ sustainability plan update.
Yeah.
Well, yes. But that's actually, but speaking of that, part of the idea with the sustainability plan was appendix D? What's the one that was supposed to be updated?
I think it's D. But
we had this conversation last year that we didn't actually we didn't have the document updated to include what in the plan has been completed what we're working on. Because right now it's just a plan and that kind of stuff should be in there of, hey, this is a goal that was completed.
It's
been a couple of years now. That'd be a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that'll
be a goal for next year.
Yeah.
Because that was passed in December of 2015.
Yeah.
So yeah. So we should definitely do a...
Great.
To get that updated.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to do an update. We just want to do a lowercase update.
Well, and it's actually valuable for new board members, once they get a plan, to be able to have to see what has been done, to go through that too, kind of almost as an executive summary.
It's a great idea.
It's written.
So it must be true.
Yeah, so let it be written. So let it be done.
Before we conclude, is there any other good stuff to add? All right. Great meeting, everyone. Thank you.
I got a dash to